Good morning. Welcome back to In and Around the House with Tony and Ernie, your local home and gardening guys. And I'll tell you what, it's starting to really look nice out there. I see a little bit of sunshine. However, you might keep an eye on the weather later on today. I think we have a chance of some scattered pop-up showers. But all in all, you know, we'll make do with what we get thrown our way when it comes to Mother Nature. And we have with us this morning, we have Brent Hodge from Bromwell's, which I know Bromwell's has to be, if not the oldest business in downtown Cincinnati. And you've been in with us before. And I also want to say that you guys are not only just fireplaces and hearths, you're a lot more than just that. And I can attest to that. You guys have really reinvented yourselves, and you're on to other things. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at Bromwell's.
Well, you know, it's a bit of a reinvention, but it's also sort of an evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are still very much about the fireplace, about the hearth, about outdoor cooking, about all the things related to fire. But a couple of years ago, we really started looking at what opportunities we had to take some of that commitment that we've always made to quality, to locally sourced or U.S.-made goods, mm-hmm. for the hearth, and start leveraging that into the home, because we feel like a lot of times we look at other hearth stores that have outdoor furniture, but it's always been sort of a disconnect. You know, you have this beautiful fireplace, but you sit on a wonderful leather sofa,
right,
in front of a fireplace. You,
right,
put your feet up on this nice coffee table and drink a wonderful glass of bourbon. So it's like, how can we bring some of that aesthetic to life? So that's where the evolution has really happened over the past couple of years, with bringing in the sofa, the coffee,
right,
table,
right,
even the cool you know, cup that you can drink the bourbon out of. Everything that speaks to sort of that hearth-centered lifestyle.
Everything you just mentioned right there, I'm in. And I love bourbon. So, yes. Something you just said that caught my attention. You say, kick your feet up, put it on the coffee table. Are ottomans still kind of a coffee table motif or item that we have in the house today?
They are continuing to be a strong trend, especially the large-scale, mm-hmm. ottoman with like a tray or something. What we're also seeing sort of reemerge is the upholstered coffee table, which is a little different than an ottoman in that it's a more like a hard construction coffee table,
mm-hmm.
but it has just a light amount of padding and then fabric, usually like a Krypton or Sunbrella type fabric that's, mm-hmm. very stain resistant. So it's kind of that blend between, it's a little more comfortable than just putting your feet on solid wood, but it's not,
right,
an actual soft ottoman. So you don't have to worry as much about the tray and when you prop your feet up, the drink's sloshing around.
Right.
So it's a little bit of both. You know, much like everything in design, especially at Bromwell's, I always try to ask people, how are you living? How are you using this? And really get down to the idea, is this the right way of living for you? And sometimes people just, I think, capitalize on what a current trend is,
right,
even though it may be cumbersome or it might not be the best way for them to live. So I think it's a little bit of both. We're seeing that trend still be out there, but making sure it's right for the project that
so
we're
about writing. The style, you're really, it's your personal style, not what's trending. Do you find people on that bandwagon?
Well, and yes, and we encourage that even more.
Yeah.
You know, I think the design community is great about predicting and presenting new directions, new colors, new wood colors, new trends, new styles, but it's kind of confusing as a homeowner, as a consumer, to navigate those waters, and you feel like something that you just invested in a year or 2 years ago is now quote-unquote out because, mm-hmm. everything has shifted. And I think it's important to realize that the design community is always pushing forward,
right,
to the next idea. But as homeowners, we can sort of take some of those ideas and incorporate them into our existing style or the way we live. And, you know, a lot of times we have people come in that say, you know, we're moving to a new place, we're changing everything. And I kind of question why.
Right.
I mean, sometimes if you're moving from one place to another and there's emotional baggage or you really need a clean break, I get that. But sometimes it's like, well, we just feel like we need to change everything because everything we have is outdated. Well, are there ways we can refresh it or bring something more current to it, but keep some of those things that make you feel comfortable, that make,
mm-hmm.
you feel at home? Because,
right,
ultimately,
it's our home.
It is your home. And there's a reason why, even if your most trendy friend doesn't have what you have, there's a reason it still feels comfortable to you.
Right.
Because you connect with it. You have a connection to those things. So it's helping people find ways to incorporate new colors or new trends in a way that feels authentic to them. Mm-hmm.
Since you're the director of merchandising at Bromwell's, and please, you know, before we go any further, give us your contact information and your website.
We are bromwells.com. Mm-hmm. We're at 117 West 4th Street. Phone number is 513-621-0620.
Yeah, you guys have been an establishment, and you've been part of the community for how many years at that location?
We're coming up on 200. We've shifted a couple of locations in those 200 years, but we've been around since 1819. The business has certainly evolved. Even what we sell has evolved from being a company that produced brushes and wire goods to where we are now. But one of the things, and we draw on that story a lot, because Jacob Bromwell, who founded the Bromwell Company, had this commitment, again, to quality and to goods that were well-made and beautifully crafted, that made the lives of these pioneers moving west, using Cincinnati as sort of the gateway to the west, mm-hmm. easier and more beautiful. And even though we're not selling tin cups and popcorn poppers anymore, we see that still as our mission, to find great products that make the lives of Cincinnatians easier and more beautiful. So yeah, it's got a storied past.
Yeah. My question was, you're the director of merchandising, and I'm sure you're out, you're going to various shows and events and bringing in new product. And when you see things, you know, I can attest to this. When I'm in Atlanta or various markets, I see what's new. I see what's on our horizon. However, do you find it when you get back to Cincinnati, do those trends carry over rather quickly, or are we lagging here? Because you always hear, you know, if you want to go back in time or, you know, remember the past, right. Cincinnati's one of those places you might want to be.
Well, fortunately, the gap is closing a little bit.
Okay.
You know, it used to be, like you said, the Mark Twain quote, you know, when the world ends, I want to be in Cincinnati because I've got about 10 years left.
Yes.
I think maybe it's 3 to 5 now. Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Twain might have to get it all in shape a little quicker. But we are seeing that gap shorten, but there's always going to be, and it's not just Cincinnati, it's the mass market as a whole. You have your trend forward communities, your more major markets, your coastal markets, they're always going to be, if not even early adopters, they're the ones setting the trends.
Right.
But you see those trends sometimes be adopted and adapted, and that's what we even do at Bromwell's. And I think my job is to look at what those trends are and how does it make sense for us. And I think that's what a homeowner has to do as well, is figure out what's their DNA and how does that trend make sense to them.
Well, hold on to that thought, because I have a lot of questions, and I know you have a lot to share with us. Give us a call here at 749-B105. I'm Tony with Ernie, your local home and gardening guys, and we're here with Brent Hodge. He's a director of merchandising at Bromwell's here, right in the heart of Cincinnati. They've been a part of Cincinnati for a number of years, and if you want to talk about being local, that is local for a long time, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to In and Around the House, and our special guest this morning is Brent Hodge. He's the director of merchandising at Bromwell's here, right downtown Cincinnati. And Brent, thanks for joining us, and
absolutely.
give us your website again and some contact information.
We are bromwells.com at 117 West 4th Street, and our phone number is 621-0620.
Perfect. And Bob, you
need to check out the website. So if you're listening, go to their website. I'm kind of on their mobile site right now. If you guys have been talking and kind of scooting through and kind of navigating through, it's easy to get through, but there's some really cool stuff. I mean, they have a lot more stuff than I even thought they had. I mean, I knew of them, but I had no idea that they carried this much stuff. And I mean, there's modern, there's just some really interesting things. And
well, and the website is really just a small overview of what we offer. One of the reasons, you know, we want the website to entice people, mm-hmm. but we really believe in the in-store experience.
Sure.
That thing that's tactile, that you walk in, you hear the music, you smell the candle that's created for us by a lady over in Guilford, Indiana, who does them exclusively for us. You greet somebody who asks the questions, and also you see product that is unique, and we buy in small quantities that we really don't even put online. So we definitely want people to visit the website, but use that as a a little teaser to get you intrigued and then come down and visit.
And you guys are a lot like Tony's business and like my business, customer, you know, based.
Right.
You guys want to talk to your customers.
Exactly.
So you get to know them. And then you could find out, like, maybe for me, who's a very traditionalist, you can start steering me to the right set of furniture or the right lighting or everything that I need. And
right.
And that's why, and we're the same way. We want customers to be in our store so we can help do a better job to create this perfect environment. So when they come home, it's home.
Right. And it's helping understand what their needs truly are. So, and because sometimes when you're just looking, I think, at images online, you kind of immediately say, well, that's either exactly my style or that's not my style. And you just sort of make that quick decision. But when you come into a space and you see things that you realize are carefully considered and carefully curated, and you think, well, that's not exactly what I love, but I see that these people have put so much thought into this that obviously this one item may not be for me, but they'll help me find the right item because they care enough to find their own unique items.
Absolutely. So the website does its job. I mean, I'm sitting here flipping through it the whole break while you all were talking, and I'm sorry I didn't mean to not pay attention to you guys, but I'm like, this is cool. I mean, there's some really, really neat stuff.
There really is.
And you need to check it out.
It's not just, we all were familiar with Bromwell's. We know what Bromwell's was founded upon.
Yes.
But it's at a totally different level. And if you ever go in there, you know, the old floors, you know, the ambience, you get to experience it all.
It's all the accessories and everything else that I really honestly did not know you had that much stuff. And that's the part that I'm flipping through and I'm like, I got to get down there and check it out because there's some really cool stuff.
There's things like, oh man, I'd like to have that.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to have that. It's awesome.
Well, and that's why we want people to come in because we really do try to create a space that sometimes you may visit two or three times. It's always fun when people who I know have been in a couple of weeks or a couple months previously find something that they love. They're like, oh, this is neat. This is new. Like, actually, it's been in that same spot for, you know, a year and a half. But because the space is so uniquely crafted, and like you said, it's just sort of this maze of interesting spaces, there's always something new to discover. And we really try to find things that really pique your interest. Mm-hmm. And every time you turn a corner, it's like, oh, I never saw that before.
Well, you really piqued mine because I want to ask you about some of your partnerships with some of your vendors, some of the artisans. And you were talking about the folks who were into mixology, and you partnered up with them, and we were talking about some of the cocktail mixtures and so forth. And I know you guys do some bar things.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. A big trend in entertaining and in home design, the whole idea of the bar, the home bar, is really coming back into focus. And also just a shift in going out, the idea of a well-crafted cocktail, again, something that's created from quality ingredients and is more about the meat than the sizzle necessarily. And we do have our own bar next door, the Hearth Lounge, where we really try to create again that very hearth-centric atmosphere where people can come in, have a well-crafted cocktail and a conversation in front of a fireplace or listen to some live music. And so we've really tried to extend that over to the store as well. And we found some, you know, unique partnerships. One company that we're just starting to work with right now is a small company out of Charleston, South Carolina, that has a line of wonderfully crafted cocktail mixers that take a lot of the labor and the elements that we go to at the bar next door, and they sort of prepackage it. It's all the work in a bottle where the orange peels are steeped and the cardamom is simmered and all those things that you would love to do at home, but you really just want to come home and have a really good cocktail. So it makes it simple. You can just pour your bourbon and a little bit of this mixer that's something more substantial than your typical off-the-shelf mixer. And again, it's that idea that it's a small company. It's a company with a story and a background, and we like supporting that, and we feel like it really makes sense with our whole aesthetic, and we're looking to sort of grow that category even more with some unique glassware and things like that really make the entertaining at home an elevated experience.
You reminded me of a drink that I made. It was New Year's Day called Noggin Cleanser, and it was with a steeped or steamed kind of simple syrup made from fresh, you know, the cardamom itself. And you're right. It's all about the experience, the story behind it, you know, the ingredients being fresh, the infusions.
And you can find the product or you can find something similar online, but it's so much different when, you, again, you come into the space, you step across that creaky wood floor up to this massive carved bar, and you realize, I'm in a store, and we'll give you a free sample. Yeah, you know, we'll let you try it out. And it's a complete sensory experience. That's why we really encourage people to come down and see what you've not discovered before.
Interesting. Well, we're here with Brent Hodge. He's the director of merchandising. He's with Bromwell's right here downtown Cincinnati. And we're going to continue talking about Bromwell's and what they have to offer and what they bring to the table. And when we come back out of the break, we're going to talk about how the past collides with the present. What's sometimes it's been old becomes new again. So give us a call if you have any questions. 749-B105.
It's time to ask a pro with In and Around the House on B105.
Welcome back to In and Around the House with Tony and Ernie, your local home and gardening guys. And again, we have Brent Hodge with us. He's the director of merchandising down at Bromwell's right here in the heart of Cincinnati. And they're one of the oldest, if not the oldest, businesses in the city of Cincinnati. And you want to talk about being a cornerstone in the community. Bromwell's has been that for almost 200 years or over 200 years. And you don't find that often. Yeah. You don't find that at all. That's hard to come by. And we were talking before we went into the break how the past can somewhat collide with the present and how what is old is new again. Give us some insight into some of that. What do we mean when we say those kind of things, and what's occurring?
Well, I think people in general are seeking authentic experiences. Mm-hmm. We were just talking during the break about the challenge of coming against online retail. And online is phenomenal for what it's great for,
right.
for speed, for convenience. But there's something, there's a void there. And these authentic experiences, these places where there is a past, you know there's there's a history, it makes the entire experience more intriguing. And you know, within our fireplace category, we do that a lot, where we take something as sort of primal and base as fire in a box in your home, and we use modern technology with direct vent technology and vent-free technology, things that are incredibly fuel efficient and incredibly heat efficient, yet put it in an aesthetic that still feels like a wood-burning fireplace, that still has an authenticity to it. We do that within the outdoor cooking area, where you have grills and outdoor cooking accessories that are state-of-the-art, yet they still allow you to sort of do that primal thing of putting meat on a fire. And so we do that in the interior as well, like we talked about a little bit earlier, looking at what current trends are, but keeping them grounded in what we at Bromwell's are all about, and what, through talking to our homeowners, we discover that they're about. And what is sort of their past? What's the backstory? And sometimes the past colliding with the present is as simple as, you know, a found object, something that's interesting, has a unique sense of design, has a heft or a sense of age that just can't be replicated, and incorporating that into a modern space. You have the foil between the two. And sometimes it's also helping discover what plot points in a customer's life are important to them. I actually had a conversation just yesterday with a customer who was looking around the store, and a current trend that we're seeing a lot of is natural minerals, sliced agate, geodes being used in decorating. So we have quite a few shadow boxes with stones and minerals and some other things around the store. She said, "Oh, that's good. I can get out my rock collection now." It's like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Well, now that it's in trend, I have this amazing mineral collection." She told me this wonderful story about how she came to own this mineral collection. And it was this convoluted story, but it obviously had a personal connection to her. And I said, "You know, that's what's interesting. You now have something that's on trend, but has a very personal meaning to you."
Right.
And I think sometimes as people, we're so trend focused that we move away from what that past is.
Right.
And instead, we need to, I think, celebrate those things that we have a connection with, or things that are just interesting, that speak to a time, speak to an authenticity that may not always be found now, but then kind of marry it with modern, marry it with contemporary, marry it with today, so that the two sort of amplify each other.
Right. Eclectic's not bad.
No.
So, and I liked what you were talking about earlier, too, are taking various items and components. And you were talking about various materials, taking wood, taking metals and different fabrics and marrying them together.
Right.
And that's okay. It right. doesn't all have to be the same.
Right. I would say probably more than a single color or a single theme or a single story idea that we're seeing emerge just within the design community as a whole is more an approach of mixing textures, being texturally varied, being material varied, still keeping within maybe one color family or something that keeps it unified so it doesn't become just this chaotic
right.
explosion. You still want it to feel very comforting and soothing, but within, say, an all-white environment, you can have different shades of white fabric. You can have whitewashed wood. You can have bleached driftwood. You can have a lot of different tones that are still working within that white environment. And then sometimes, again, sort of that crashing the past with the present, you may have a piece that is dark wood in a white environment. All of a sudden now, the dark wood of that really stands out, and you mm-hmm. really notice those details, and actually that piece is amplified, but because it brings sort of a weight to this otherwise very light, dark room, the white room is amplified, and it's finding ways to have these sort of polar opposites actually right. strengthen each other instead right. of fighting against each other.
Are you finding metals making a comeback, like brass maybe?
Definitely.
Various things like that.
Years ago, I think there were billboards around town that said, you know, if it's brass, it's Bromwell's. And we were sort of known as the brass destination in Cincinnati. And the brass of today has certainly mm-hmm. changed a little bit from the brass of probably 30, 40 years ago. We're moving away from heavily polished, highly lacquered to more, again, authentic things that are polished brass, but they're allowed to patinate. They have a authenticity or an age to them. But we're mixing brass with copper. We're mixing silver with nickel. So, again, it's about those mixes mm-hmm. where they sort of amplify
right.
each other.
Right. I was just wondering. I remember when brass was big when I was younger. We had a lot of brass containers and various yep. things, you know, and people were gravitating towards that. When I was at the market down in Atlanta this past summer, I was starting to see a little bit more of
yes.
it. And I thought, okay, so here's a perfect example. What was old is new again. And
right,
here
right.
it comes. It goes full circle.
But I think something that I like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but something yeah. I like about you were saying when customers come in and you're mixing old with new, you know, I have some pieces like that were my grandmother's and things like that just I have to have in the living room. Right. And they don't always match everything. But they still fit, and, you know, we can take sometimes and decorate even around some of those different things,
right.
you know, because they bring me such memories and joy of being a kid that you can't replace.
Right, and I think that's the important thing. It's the things that have a personal connection. You should want to walk into your home and smile or think back and have that warm little tingle of, oh, I remember when we went on the vacation and got that, or I remember as a kid thinking that was the most beautiful thing in grandmother's house, and now I own it.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, it's like, if you love it, it will go.
Right.
And we worry sometimes about, well, all the metal, all the hardware in my kitchen is nickel, so I can't put grandma's brass bowl filled with apples on the kitchen table. No, you certainly
can.
Because it means something mm-hmm. to you. And I think flip side, when people just buy things because they go, it's sometimes easy to look at and go, I have no connection to this. It doesn't really mean anything to me.
And it doesn't have a lot of interest a lot of times. Right. It's just there.
It's something somebody picked out because it matched
right.
something else.
And it doesn't showcase, or there's no focal point. And landscaping is not much different. You know,
right.
we're trying to do the same thing. When you walk up, pull up to your house and you're pulling in your car, we want you to love your house.
Right.
You know, add lighting. Accent lighting, adding, you know, even a large boulder, things like that, which I know it's all outside stuff, but it's the same kind of concept. When you walk into your room, you guys want everybody to go, wow, I love being here.
Well, and I think it's drawing, again, on that expertise and information that you guys have as professionals and that we guys have as professionals. You may have a customer come in who, you know, growing up, they had one type of plant at their grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. Their parents had this type of plant. They're determined they want this somewhere in their landscape, because there's an emotional connection to that.
Right.
And it's helping them understand that maybe that one spot is not the best spot for it because of the light conditions, the soil conditions, but understanding it's important to you, we're going to find a place to make this
correct.
Work in. And
I think that's what you guys offer on that interior side that I wanted to, you know, when, like I said, when I looked at the website, what you guys offer compared to just running to the box store
right.
that sells a couch.
No comparison.
Not even
no
close.
No comparison.
Not even close.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to, we'll finalize and summarize up this show here coming back out of this break, and we'll talk more about what's going on at Bromwell's. We have Brent Hodge with us, the director of merchandising at Bromwell's. If you've not been down there, I am telling you, it's a must-see. You're going to fall in love with a lot of different items, because I know that I did. Give us a call at 749-B105, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to In and Around the House with Tony and Ernie, your local home and gardening guys. And we've had the pleasure of having Brent Hodge with us this morning from Bromwell's here in Cincinnati. We're talking about some trends, some things you might want to consider if you're redoing the inside of your home or various rooms. And is there anything that's going on at Bromwell's that we need to point out, or any special deals or things coming in that are new?
Sure. Well, fall is a major transition time, and we do have a lot of new product coming in. So I would say over the next few weeks, few months, definitely visit and make a revisit. Right now, to sort of make room for that, we do have a lot of our existing furniture floor sampled. So it's a great time if you are already to start making some shifts in your own home. Buy some great pieces, great prices, take them home with you today. You can start, you know, this afternoon if you're motivated.
I might be down. You know what I need in the worst way? Because I was so enticed by a couple of the bookshelf units that you had down there.
Uh-huh.
The problem is my home's not old with the tall ceilings. Do you have anything that's of interest that would fit in an 8-foot ceiling?
If we don't have it on the floor,
yeah.
We also have a lot of resources that we
okay.
can, again, ask questions, and we can find things for you, so we can certainly work with you to find those pieces.
I'm in such need, Bob. I don't know about you, but I like books and certain things, and I have stuff everywhere now.
Well,
accommodate what I have.
On that note of you know, bringing in pictures, or if you've got certain requirements of a space or a project that you're working on, we always encourage people, if you come into the store, bring pictures, bring as much information as you can. It helps mm-hmm. us get to know you. And even fireplaces@bromwells.com is our email address. That's a great place. Even if you want to send us some information, introduce yourself in a quick email, send some picture attachments. We do have a couple of fireplace specialists in store, and then I'm certainly willing to work with people in store, but sometimes it helps if we know mm-hmm. that you're coming, so we can certainly make time for you. So if people even want to send us an email with some pictures and some questions before you even come down, we'll already, it's sort of like the pre-screening or like the online dating, we'll sort of know your profile before you show up.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that, because my wife and I, we redid our home, the whole downstairs, a couple of years ago, and we totally redid the fireplace. And I used to have like a glass kind of unit mm-hmm. over the fireplace. I don't have anything now, but in my fireplace too, we have, our home's about 24 years old, maybe 25. I bought our gas logs at Bromwell's that long ago, and they're still in perfect condition today.
And you actually, I think, found the receipt.
Yes, I did find the receipt. So, and I understand that you guys come out and you can redo that or redo
right.
the sand and all that stuff. So I need to do that. And I also need to come down and look for a screen. I know my wife would appreciate that. Those are the things that create that ambiance.
Right.
You got to have all those extra pieces. It's not much different than landscaping. You got to have some of the extra pieces to really finish things off.
That's right. Pleasure having you in with
Always
us this morning. And Brent, give us your contact information, your website.
Sure.
And we'll leave it as that and take it from there.
Again, it's fireplaces@bromwells.com for our email. Bromwells.com is our website. We are at 117 West 4th Street, downtown Cincinnati, at 513-621-0620.
All right. Thank you so kindly for coming in and joining us. A great place, Bromwell's, right here in the heart of Cincinnati. And if it's not the oldest business, it's daggone close to it. I know it has to be the oldest business in Cincinnati. That is what being local is all about. Ernie and I will see you next week. Enjoy your day.